And I got a brother younger than me, Robert. He's still going to college. And I think he just about made up his mind. He's following the line of my older brother. He's in chemistry and all this, dating a doctor's daughter and all this stuff. So I think he kind of likes money. So he's said that he might want to get into that drug selling business too.
Yeah.
And my brother's boss told my brother if my younger brother's anything like him, they where he said got any kind of bullshit like you are, and we need to hire him too.
Yeah.
So then I got a younger brother, the youngest brother, that's Kevin. He's been kind of baby and all that mess. He's the last boy. My mama never did have any girls. He's just all us boys. And he's into, I guess you'd call it, cow poking a lot right now. He's in the 4-H and all this stuff. He's just like my other brothers. Now, we always had projects, you know, like calves, raising them up a certain length of time, feeder calves and what have you.
Yeah.
And like you had in your school project, you know. Well, he's got, right now, he's got a steer and he's got 4 pigs and a bunch of ducks and all this mess, and he's starting to ride in the junior rodeos and all of this stuff, and he's still at home.
Yeah.
Well, that's about the way the family goes.
Uh-huh.
And I started off just as I was getting out of high school, I messed up and got married young, see. I always considered myself the black sheep of the family.
Yeah,
yeah, I left home and took this girl to Mexico and got married in Sabinas, Mexico, and come back. And first girl I ever made love to, and that's what I mistaken for.
Okay.
So, and I was married to her for 3 years, and I worked construction.
Uh-huh.
I got on the Gibson Paint Company down here, and I became a high-maintenance sandblaster working off these tall towers. And it didn't bother me. It paid more money. So you get up on them 200-foot towers and come off in a bosun's chair, which you call it. It's like a big set of come-along pulls, you know?
Yeah.
And I did that for 3 years, and started having trouble with my mother-in-law and my wife, so she divorced me.
Uh-huh.
So then I made up my mind to go in the Army. I always wanted to be in the service. One of my uncles was in the Marines in World War II, and he was highly decorated at Iwo Jima.
Yeah.
My daddy was in the Army, and he'd gotten shot up and decorated, so it kind of run the family, you know, so, and it was in my blood. So I joined the Army, volunteered for the infantry, volunteered for special forces, and volunteered for Vietnam, and I got all of them too. Yeah, well, no problem.
You went to Vietnam?
Yeah, volunteered for it. I was in Maricopa Division, Light Infantry 196, in 30 miles in from Da Nang in the mountains over there.
Yeah.
And I was a buck sergeant. And like most of them over there, I'd say after a while you get shot up. I got shot up over there. I got shot 4 times, blown up once in 5 hours. I was the only one in my company that was left alive during that battle. We had, what it was, we had a Chuhoy, which is an enemy that surrenders. That's a Chuhoy. Was supposed to be leading us to a rice cache. Well, they led us into an ambush. It was 2 regiments, the MVA, that hit our one little company of less than 100 people. And they wiped us out. But anyway, I lasted through it and got highly decorated for it and all this shit. And I come back over here and they had the band, school band and all this stuff waiting for me, you know.
Yeah.
And